sõdalase tund . tere , hea kuulaja , on Jimi Hendrixi kitarririhvidel avatud jällegi uus saade Sõdalase tunnist ja oleme täna väga huvitavas situatsioonis , et elu ja looja on seadnud meile sammud selliselt ette , et me ei suuda tema tahet muud järgida , kui ainult nõustuda ja sellega koos olla . Sõdalase tund on saade , kus me räägime kaplanitest , räägime teenistusest Eesti jõustruktuurides ja millised on need Eesti mehed ja naised , kes teenivad kaplanitena ja milline on Eesti sõduri , politseiniku või vanglaametniku hing ja hinge suurus , seda aitavad meil avada siis erinevad kaplanid erinevates teenistustes . aga erakordne täna maikuus on sellepärast , et meil on stuudios kaks külalist , kaks Ameerika sõjaväelast , kapten Adam Lavini ja master sergeant David Yarbrough . So , hello gentlemen , welcome to Pere Raadio .
Hello , thanks for having us .
Thank you .
ja küsimus on ka headele kamraadidele , kes on tulnud üle ookeani , sama , mida olen küsinud kõigilt meie stuudiokülaliselt . Kuidas oled sina leidnud tee usuni ja kuidas sinus see kaplan ?
First, I just want to start off with this because I kind of have to. Anything that I say is my opinion and not in reference to the United States government, our Department of Defense or the United States Army. It's completely in my opinion. So I've been a chaplain in the Michigan Army National Guard since 2012. Prior to that, I'd been a police officer for 5 years and really learned quite a bit and how to become a chaplain through that process.
Kapten annab siis teada, et kõigepealt nii nagu kord ja kohus sõjaväelasel olemas, et ta hetkel ei esinda mitte Ameerika ja Ameerika sõjaväge, vaid ainult ise ennast ja ütleb, et ta on Michigani rahvuskaardis kaplanist alates 2012 teenistuses ja ta on endine politseiofitser.
I enjoyed being a police officer, but then felt a call from God to pursue chaplaincy and began going down that road and went to seminary and then went into the army as a chaplain, attending the chaplain basic officer course at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then was assigned to a National Guard battalion and where I live in Michigan.
Juba politsei ohvitserina alustas ta õpinguid kaplanina läbi seminarid, aga peale seda juba sõjave kaplani ohvitseri kursus ja seda siis läbis ta Fort Jacksonis, aga nüüd elab Michiganis. Küsin nüüd ka varem seersant Jabro käest seda, et tema ei ole päris kaplani koht, vaid on üsna huvitaval ametikohal ja mis koht see on ja mis on tema ülesanded?
Yeah, I'm a chaplain assistant. Officially the name was changed in May 1st. 2019 to Religious Affairs Airman, but I'll go by Chaplain Assistant. I was a maintainer for many years, working on various aircraft, and then I had the opportunity to come over to the Chaplain Corps because I felt very drawn to it, to help serve the airmen of the Air Force in a spiritual way.
Ja annab siis varem seesalt meile teada, et tema teenistuskoht on tegelikult kaplani abi. Tema ülesandeks on aidata ja toetada kaplanit, aga tema teenistuskoht on tegelikult Marylandis ja õhuväe üksuses, et ta on olnud õhuväe toetusüksuses, aga peale seda juba lõpetanud kursus ja nüüd on kaplani abi.
It's quite unique to be an assistant to the chaplain where it's not, we're running behind them like doing anything like cleaning up or nothing like that, but it does entail a lot of knowledge of different religions. We're there to make sure that whatever religion that airmen come to us, that we make sure they have that freedom to perform that, to worship who they need to worship. So we assist the chaplains as they go out and do their spiritual side. We are more administrative. You know, we take care of the chapel, we do funds, we do a lot of planning. So if you look at it, we're like the office, the NCOs are the office workers of the chaplain, and the chaplains go out and do the spiritual needs for the airmen.
Küsisin siis vanem seersandi käest, et milline on siis see kaplani abi ülesanne ja ta vastas, et eelkõige on see administreeriv pool, kus ta aitab kaplanil ette valmistada erinevaid teenistusi ja nii nagu õigel allohitserile on kombeks, siis tema ongi see planeerimise pool, kes aitab ja toetab. aga vajab ka teadmise ette sellest, et mis on erinev usuline teenindumise vormid, milline on see usuvabaduse tõlgendamine ja kuidas inimesed saaks kõige paremal moel usuliselt teenindatud. So sure, it's very glad to see you again here. And my next question is, how long you are in Estonia and then how long your trip will last?
I've been here for about a week and a half and the total trip is 2 weeks long.
Küsisin härrasmeeste käest, et kaua nad on Eestis olnud ja kaua nad kavatsevad siia veel jääda. Üldse, et nende praegune reis on olnud poolteist nädalat ja kokku on see kaks nädalat.
The thing that I've been consistently walking away from discussions with people is how amazing the Estonian people are. With the ability to overcome so many things, but even just the individual stories that they have of the people that we've been able to interact with and how much they've accomplished in their lives is so impressive and amazing, almost unbelievable, but it's true.
Küsisin, milline on nende esmamulje eestlastest. See on ikka meil ju küsimus, kui me tahame ja saame kokku välismaalastega, tahame me kõrvaltvaate ja pilku, siis kapten vastas, et temal on siiamaani äärmiselt suurepärased muljed just eestlaste saavutustest, nende tegudest ja muud. Ja küsin sama küsimuse ka seesõnne käest. Sir, and your impression about... it's your first time in Estonia, no?
This is actually my third time.
You're coming like a home.
It is like a home. I was thinking about getting dual citizenship, but but I really enjoy here. I come over here with my unit, the Maryland Air National Guard, the 175th. Actually, our unit is a partner company service with the Estonian military or the country itself. So we come here at least every 2 years. I'll be back here in 2020, but I concur with Captain Lorraine about the resiliency and the people and the strength and the history I've learned. Actually, one of the chaplains gave me a book on Estonia to read and was going to give me a test on it, but that was his joke. But I learned so much just reading that book about the history and, you know, resiliency is the strength of the people here is just amazing.
Küsisin, see on hea progest, et kas see on tal esimene kord olla, et üldse, et ei, et tema jaoks on tegelikult see juba neljas kord külastada meie riiki ja kuna Marylandi 175. õhu eskadron on meie suurim partner Kaitseliidule, siis ütleb, et ta on tulemas siia tagasi ka juba 2020. aastal. Ja ütles, et ta tõesti on valmis varsti võtma vist kodakondsuse ja ütleb ka seda, et tema jaoks on peaaegu, et tulla koju. Ja samas ta ka kinnitas seda, mida ütles ka kapten Lavin, et teda on hämmastanud meie ajalugu, meie inimeste saavutused ja tugevused. Ja ütles, nii nagu Allovitseril on kombeks, on ta kõigepealt saanud enne esimest reisi raamatu Eesti ajaloogia peale seda pidi tegelikult sellest tegema ka testi, et andma siis teada. Nii et saame ka meie kummardena ja võtta mütsi maha meie Ameerika sõpradest näitamaks seda, et kui tõsiselt võetakse tegelikult meie partnerussuhteid. You've been on a field exercise and seen our troops, and I hope you had a chance to see our chaplains too. Please share your impressions about our troops and our chaplains, and first about the troops.
Soldiers are soldiers. American soldiers or Estonian soldiers, they are the same. Whether it's age or jokes or interests, very, very, very similar. And it was very funny. They were very welcoming to us, asking a lot of questions and allowing us to ask questions of them. Very hospitable and just very great to be around. And just it was not much different than being with my own soldiers.
Küsisin mõlemi käest, et nad on olnud ka nüüd suurel väljaõppusel Kevator, et kas neil on olnud põhjust kohtuda meie üksustega ja kas nad neil on olnud võimalus kohtuda meie kaplanitega, aga et vastus on lihtne, et sõdurid on sõdurid ja sõdurid jäävad sõduriteks, et olevate nende vanusest ja nende riigist ja rahvusest, nende naljad ja jutud on ühesugused ja nad on väga sõbralikud ja ainult kiidus on oleme kuulnud siis meie üksuse vastuvõtu ja selle korraldamist. And you, sir, please, your comments too.
I concur. I mean, we were introduced to a lot of soldiers. We got around in the field and they were very welcoming and open and just talking about being in school and what they want to do in the future. So I concur with Captain Levine that it's really no different than going out and engaging with our troops. They do the same. I had a great relationship with a lot of them out there, just talking and learning what they do.
Vastab ka vanem seisond sama ja kinnitab, et et sõdurid tõesti on ühtemoodi. Tundub, et vorm on küll erinev ja eraldusmärgid erinevad, aga see, mida sõdurid teevad, on ikkagi ühendav ja ühesugune. We're talking about chaplains and about soldiers' life and internal life and, of course, about religious. Are you spotting some difference between Estonian soldiers and U.S. soldiers?
Like every culture, there are differences. And I think faith in the U.S. is a little bit easier to talk about. And that could just be based off of the relationship that I've had with soldiers. But there was not much in the discussion of faith when talking with the soldiers that we had the opportunity to speak with. That could be for a variety of reasons, but that's one thing that I did notice.
Küsisin, et kas on nad näinud erinevus, kui nad võrdlevad Eesti ja Ameerika sõdurit ja just tema usuliste vaimuelu, siis kapten Levine vastas, et ameerikastel on natukene lihtsam rääkida usust, et eestlane, noh, ma usun, et me teame ja tunneme ennast ju paremini, et meie rääkimine ei ole niivõrd meile omane usust, aga ütleb, et kui räägitakse usus, siis need küsimused teemad ei ole erinev.
Well, I think the difference between me meeting soldiers and being out in the field is that I'm in the Air Force, so we don't have an opportunity to go in the woods as much, and we're mostly on flight lines and in, you know, schools and stuff like that. I'm not like a field guy, but it was very interesting for me to be out in the field and be in the snow and be in the mud and see those guys with their faces painted. Actually, it was more exciting for me because that's not something I do on a regular, as Captain Levine would do, because he's an Army chaplain. To me, it was more of an adventure. Every time I come here, I'm learning something different. It's just an amazing place.
Ja vanem seersant andis siis teada, et tema jaoks on olnud see alati hea üllatus ja õppimise koht, sest tema kui õhuväelane ei ole väga palju kokku puutunud jalaväelasena, et iga kord on siis tal midagi uut, et on see siis kas väliõppused mudas, lumes, maskeerimine, mis selle õhuväelastele niivõrd omane ja ütleb, et temal on kindlasti sellist avastamisrõõm olnud rohkem kui on kaptenil, seepärast, et tema on öelda jalaväelase taustaga. Järgnevalt ma sooviksin teada saada, kuidas on olnud nende suhted meie kaplanaadiga, meie kaplanadiga. Please talk about a little bit our chaplains.
The chaplains, every single one of them that we've had the opportunity to meet have been amazing, amazing. And there is a lot less diversity in age than there is compared to in the U.S. military. And I think with age comes a lot more wisdom and the ability to just counsel soldiers and walk with them through some very hard seasons, just relying on some pastoral experience and just life experience. And I think all of your chaplains have lots and lots of that and have been really, really great to get to know and looking forward to hopefully continuing to build relationships with them.
Andis ära kapten teada, et tal on ainult väga kiitvad sõnad Eesti kaplanaadi ja kaitseväe kaitseidu kaplanaadi kohta, et kaplanid on elukogunenumad ja nad on vanemad, et tema jaoks on väga hämmastav see, kuidas nende vaimulik kogemus on seotud elukogemusega ja nad suudavad sellega just aidata vaimuliku osadust sõduritele edasi anda. And you sure you had something to add?
I think meeting all the Estonian chaplains and the different chaplains from the different forces, but mainly Estonian chaplains, it's almost like they're trying to understand the role of the chaplain's assistant because something they can implement in their, implement in a force so they're trying to understand what do I do. So I try to explain what do I do and what is my job and how I help the American chaplains. I think through a lot of the conversation, they're like, oh, that's good.
Vanem seersant, temal on väga palju olnud jutust rääkimaks oma tööst ja sellest, et ta on kaplani abiline ja assistent. Tal on olnud väga lihtne rääkida sellest, et mis on tema roll, mis on tema tegevus ja et see on olnud tema jaoks ka nagu uus kogemust rääkida oma rollist. Et küsin ka tema käest edasi, et kui hea idee on see, et see kaplani abi roll tuuakse sisse ka kaitseväe ja kaitseidu kaplanat eelkõige küll pilootprojektina kaitseidus. Is it good idea or not?
Based on what I know what we do in the U.S., I think it would be a great idea, not knowing the whole structure of the Defense League's chaplain corps and what do the chaplains do on a day-to-day basis, I think it would free them up a lot to do more spiritual work, the more getting out there and talking to the more counseling just freedom away from their desk. And that's what we will come in and help do a lot of administrative stuff so the chaplains can actually be chaplains and not be chaplains and administrators and everything else. We could take a chunk out of their day so they can enjoy, well, actually more concentrate on what they want to do.
Vanemise Santti leiab, see on kindlasti on hea idee, seepärast, et kaplani abiline annab selle võimaluse, et see otses mõttes võtab ta kaplani laua tagant ära ja annab planeerimisülesanded abilisele ja annab talle tänu sellele, et tal on abi tegeleda rohkem vaimuliku tööga. Nii et nõustan koos temaga, et see kindlasti on projekt, mida tasuks meil Eesti Kaitseliidu puhul kindlasti proovida ja kui me ei ole seda proovinud, siis me ei oska anda ka hinnangut. And please, sir, I would be pleased if with chaplain assistance or do you miss it if you don't have it on the field?
They are such an asset to the ministry of being a chaplain when used correctly. I've had the opportunity to work with three different chaplain assistants as a reserve soldier, as a National Guard soldier, similar to Defense League, and also deployed. And they were able to get into places that I couldn't because of my status as an officer and a chaplain and just those sorts of things, where they're enlisted, and a junior enlisted soldier primarily. And so that allows them to connect with their peers, who are usually 18 to 22. And so it's been a huge asset from that perspective.
Kapten Levin vastab siis sama, et tal on olnud kogemus kolme erineva kaplane abiga ja need on olnud siis nii rahvuskaardi ridadest ehk meie mõistes väga sarnane Kaitseliidu vabatahtike inimestega, ta on olnud ka tegeväelastega. Enamus nendest on olnud noored ja need on annud talle väga hea võimaluse. Küsin nendelt seda, et enamus kaplane abidest on allofitserid ja milline ettevalmistus on kaplane abil, kui ta tuleb teenistuse ja tahab toetada kaplanit tema töös?
First, you do have to go through a cross-training process. Because a lot of them don't come in the service and be trained to be chaplain assistants. They're usually doing something else, and then they want to be, they could be a mechanic or in another field. So you have to go through a cross-training process, go through an interview process with the wing chaplain and the senior religious support team, and then it goes through a process to actually come into court. Because there's a little level of higher expectations for a chaplain corps personnel, more so than anywhere else. Integrity, things like that. So there is a process.
Vastus oli siis see, et milline on kaplani abilise vajalikud oskused, mis ta tegema peab, siis ta ütleb, et loomulikult kaplani abiks saadakse ikkagi peale seda, kui ollakse teenistuses ja vajalik selleks on täiend väljaõppe, et selleks minnakse eraldi programmi on olemas siis usulise toetuse meeskond, kes seda korraldab ja see väljaõppe antakse koha peal, aga kindlasti vandatakse üle ka veel isikuomadused, et inimene oleks sobilik ja ma saan aru, et seal on vajalik ka ettevalmistus ja isiklik soov. Küsin nüüd kahelt healt Ameerika kamraadilt seda, mida me mõni saade tagasi rääkisime, sellest, et kaplani amet on kõige puhtam amet. One of my comrades who served in chaplain in the 1st Brigade said that the chaplain is the most purest priest occupation ever, because you can focus only to be a priest, because all other things are done for you. Can you say it's true or not?
I would disagree with that. In our military, one of the aspects of being an army chaplain is that we are a chaplain and we're a priest, we're a pastor, but we're also a staff officer. And so we have a staff section and we have to write different things for the operations orders and those sorts of things. And we report directly to the commander of the battalion, the brigade, and higher. One aspect of it that is unique and beneficial is because we are staff officers, we integrate ourselves with the staff, which then means we can serve them as well and not just soldiers in line units or anything like that, but to be able to meet those needs too, and because they need it just as much as everyone else. So it's the best ministry I've ever been involved in by far, and also the most raw and real.
Ta on natukene erimeelne antud küsimusest, sest ta ütleb, et tegelikult nii nagu ka Eesti kaplanid teenivad ka staabi ohvitseridena, täites siis ka staabis erinevaid ülesandeid ja seda siis nii pataljoni kui brigaadi tasemel. ütleb, et see on annud talle väga unikaalse võimaluse just see, et ta on teeninud koos staabiga ja saanud sealt just omale vajalikud kogemused ning seda, et see on liitnud neid kokku nagu meeskonna, ütleb, et see on selline hea toores ja põllupealt saadud kogemus, mida vist ei vaheta vist mitte millegi vastu. Ma küsin küsimuse, mis on meie saates põhiline, et kas kaevikus on ateiste, et ma arvan, et me saame siit hea võrdlusmomendi sellest, et me saame vaadata, mida teevad meie liitlased, kuidas on nende mõttemaailm ja kas on meie oma. Ja ma ei julge teha ühtegi ennatust, vaid kuulakem ära, kuidas on nende vastused.
Not when they're in the foxhole, probably before they go into the foxhole and sometimes after they come out of the foxhole, but definitely not in the foxhole.
Vastab siis kapten, et kaevikus küll ateist ei ole, et võibolla enne kaevikuse sisenemist on, aga peale seda ei ole. And you, sir?
I agree. We don't.
Tundub, et on üks meel. Aga kas on olemas sellist võimalust, et inimene kaotab usu, kui ta on raskes situatsioonis?
In some instances, yes. In the US, we have an epidemic of veterans killing themselves, which an aspect of that is losing hope. And if you lose hope, you lose faith. And so that's one thing that we're working toward. In curbing that, of course, and my civilian job is directly tied into that. So I think, yeah, because of these things, I think some people are losing their faith.
Ja vastus, kas on võimalus, et inimesed kaotavad usu, ütleb, et see on olemas ja ta on seda korduvalt näinud. Ameerikas on probleeme praegu veteranide suitsiidiga ja ta ütleb, et ka ta oma tsiviil erialalt on seotud just selle toetuse ja selle abiga leidmisega.
I agree. I think as a society, as a whole, not just so the military, I think they're turning away from God. I mean, I think just the new generation is more of a me generation, and you have a lot of church that are attending about older people, and it's not so much the younger people, but that's a tough question, you know. It's really a tough question because by the numbers, you only can go by church attendance and things like that, but talking to people, the faith is dwindling down some, I believe.
Et tegelikult on see väga raske küsimus, et võibolla uuel põlvkonnal on see suundumus kaotada usku suurem kui vanemal, nii et kinnitab ka seda, et traditsioonides on jõudu. Aga nüüd olen me jõudnud ka juba selleni, kus meile antud ajast on pool juba mööda läinud ja on vist aeg välja kuulutada minu tänane soovilugu. Ja tänaseks minu pooliseks sooviloks, mis ilmestab meie kahe riigi vahelist liitlassuhteid on siis lugu selliselt grupilt nagu Jefferson Airplane ja nende lugus Somebody to Love. So gentlemen, I'm picking up my songs in this show. It's gonna be Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love. Just shows that we all in one world and we are allies. And I hope this song will illustrate it that we are not be forgotten that the friends forever.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Tere, hea kuulaja, oleme muusikapalalt tagasi ja Jefferson Airplane on annud meile kerge psühhedeelilise noodiga siis teada seda, et me ei ole tegelikult maailmas üksi. Ei ole me maailmas üksi kristlastena, vaid meid on olemas terve suur perekond ja näitab seda ka, et nii sõjaväelises maailmas ei ole me samuti üksi, vaid usk on see, mis meid ühendab. Me jätkame selle küsimusega siit ka edasi, olen Tanel Meil, sedalase tunni saatejuht täna, helipuldis Mare Pihlak ja mul on stuudios kaks head kamraadi, kes on suur õppusel Kevatormi ja Kapten Laviin ja Master Sergeant Jabro, kes on mõlemad külastamas meid ja veedavad veel ka nädala. Ja küsin neilt siis juba meie saatetunnile omaseks saanud küsimuse sellest, et kumb on tõgevam, kas mõõk või sulg? What is stronger, a sword or a word?
That's a really good question. Our words backed up with action is what's strongest. Jesus embodied that in so many ways. And so I think the sword is strong, but I think our words are stronger when we couple them with action and make things come alive.
Hea küsimus, et tale meeldib. Ja jääb ikkagi selle peale, et mitte ainult sõna ei ole tugevam, aga sõna, millele järgneb tegevus ja tegu on see, mida õpetab ka Jeesus. Ja ütleb, et sõna plus tegu on see, mis on tugev. Ja küsin selle sama küsimus siis ka Alovitseri käest. And you, sir?
Well, the Bible tells that the word, the tongue is strong, sharper than any two-edged sword. So I look at some of the things that someone can say can do more destruction in a person's life than the steel itself. And like Captain Levine said, that anything you say, you need to back it up with actions, or it's just voided words, vapor, nothing. So if you got something to say, or you say you're going to do something, then you should back it up with action.
Ja ütleb sama, et sõnadega on võimalik teha rohkem liiga ja valu, kui seda teha terasega. Nii et sõnad ja sõnadega peab olema ettevaatlik eelkõige ka sellega, et nendele võivad ja peavad tavaliselt järgnema ka teod ja tegutsemised juurde. Saates on alati mind ja ma loodan, et ka kuulajad huvitanud küsimus ja eelkõige probleemi asetus, et kaplanaid on oikumeenilised. Ja täna on meil hea võimalus küsida ka nende käest, sest Ameerika koos oma relvajõududega on niivõrd suur ja nemad ei ole mitte enam oikumeenilised, vaid tegelikult multireligioosed. Kui te ka mäletate, siis ka kaplan Aivar Sarapik sellest rääkis, olles teenistuses olnud kriisipiirkonnas Balkanis, nii et soovitan teil ka järelkuulamisel võtta ja kuulata see lugu ära. So, gentlemen, I will ask a question about oikumeenic approach in a kaplan's world, because in Estonia, we have oikumenic approaches, meaning that all Christian congregations or priests from Christian congregations are conserved, and it's we are allowed and said it's a law that every congregation be representative during a chaplain's work. Your impression about the oikumenic approach in Estonia?
I love it. We had the opportunity to attend a service, an ecumenical service, where there was Baptist, Pentecostal, Lutheran, Methodist ministers and priests all in attendance, and it was wonderful. I don't remember the last time I was able to do that as an American chaplain in the U.S., so I think that was just wonderful.
Ja vastab siis Kapten Levin, et tema jaoks on Eesti oikumeeniline kaplanadi lähenemine võrratu, sest ta just mainis kiitvalt sellest, kuidas ta osales oikumeenilisel teenistusel, kus olid õigeusklikud metodistid, luterlased ja ütleb, et sellist koos teenimise rõõmu ei ole ta oma kodumalla ammu saanud tunda. And you, sir, how you will describe the oikumeenic approach in a chaplain's work in Estonia?
I was quite impressed too, chaplain Levin was, as far as the different religions coming together, denominations coming together to just be together and worship together. I mean, as you say, we don't do that much. We're so separate in the United States. Pretty much why a lot of people do turn to a more non-denominational kind of worship towards Christ. That way you don't have to be labeled, but we serve one God. And so it was really refreshing to see that we can come together where we come from, what we look like, it doesn't really matter because, you know, God is God and God is love, and that's, we should love one another as God loves us.
Ja vastas siis, vastas asjand Jaabrau seda, et Jumal on armastus ja Jumal seda annab ära, aga ütleb, et talle ka väga meeldis see ökumeeline lähenemine, mida Eestis on ta kohtunud ja osalenud, sest USA's on see asi natukene teistmoodi, et nad lähenevad teisiti, neil on rahvast ja tundub, et ka usulisi voole oluliselt rohkem, nii et nende jaoks tundub see ökumeeline lähenemine see kõige õigem viis, sest see ütleb seda, et näitab, et on olemas üks Jumal ja et me saame koos ka teenida. Meil on olnud kogemus ja ma olen eelmistes saadetes tõstunud üles teema, kui me oleme sõjateatris ja seal on meil on olemas välikirikud, kus tegelikult teenivad koos kõik kristlikud konfessioonid, aga lisaks ka veel islami ja veelgi erinevaid usundeid, et kuidas nemad kirjeldaksid seda probleemi. Faiths and religions. But we are wearing a uniform, maybe different country flags, but we are fighting for one thing.
I think one of the great things that we have is a freedom of religion. We don't always have to agree, but freedom of religion is a right to every human being. In our chaplain corps, we perform and we provide. So we perform what's consistent with our faith and our denomination. And things that are not, we provide for those soldiers who are of different faith and just to ensure that they have that opportunity to exercise that right. And so we make that happen to the extent that we're able to, both in a garrison environment in the U.S. and deployed.
Vastas siis ära kapten, et miks see on ja kuidas tema seda näeb, on see, kuidas Ameerika ja täpselt nii nagu ka Eesti kaitsejõud seda näevad, et see on usuvabadus. Ja usuvabadus on üks osa meie inimõigustes ning kaplanaadi ülesanne ongi tagada küll ordineeritud ühest kindlast usulisest liikumisest vaimuliku poolt tegevus kõigile usuliseks teenindamiseks. Ja seda siis nii-öelda garnisoni tingimusest, ehk siis kui ollakse rahuajal, aga seda siis ka tegelikult kui ollakse välislähetuses ja sõjateatris. Nii et tundub, et selline oikumeeniline lähenemine on Ameerika näitel vist kõige õigem viis näitamaks seda, kuidas on võimalik usku viia ülemaailmiselt ja ühe eesmärgi kohendada. And you, sir, are you wanted to add something about oikumeenic approach in...
Sure, freedom of religion is key, whether you're deployed or in the States. And as Chaplain Vree said, that they do more performing, whether it's different services under their ecclesia as an endorser. As a chaplain assistant, we do a lot of the providing. If someone comes to us and have a need for a prayer rug because they're Muslim, then we can do that. If someone comes to us for, we need a space for, private, whatever they need, that we try to, one, we get with our chaplains because we're a team, to come up with a solution for that airman or soldier. And that's why I think we work as a good team, because as a team, we got two minds, we got four eyes. We can get out there and do a lot more than just, by ourselves. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Afghanistan, which is your question. Yes, we can provide, they will perform as well. And I think it'll work.
And this is Master Sergeant Jaabrau teada, et ühe hea punktine ka seda, et sellepärast nad töötavadki meeskonnaga, on kaplane abi, et neil on kahe peale neli silma ja kaks erinevat arvamust, mis aitavad leida parima lahenduse siis, kui nende juurde saabub kas kristlan või moslem, kes tahab saada usulist teenindamist või vaimulik osadus, siis nad selle leiavad ja mitte ainult siis olles lähetuses sõjalises situatsioonis, vaid ka tegelikult rahuajal igapäevases teenistuses. Meie kultuuriline taust ja usuline taust on erinev. Ma tahan küsida meie külaliste käest ka rituaalide kohta. Mida teevad tavaliselt sõdurid siis enne seda, kui nad lähevad ohtlikule ülesandele? So, gentlemen, I will ask a question about some rituals which soldiers do before they're doing for a dangerous mission or whatever, because, we are Estonians, we like a stone-headed and ice-faced men, we are not getting people are quite close to us, and it means that we are not openly like to pray. I understand, and I know I've seen myself that U.S. soldiers are practicing quite a lot praying, or they needed the chaplain assistance when they go to a dangerous mission.
It all depends on, one, the group that is, what they're about to do, what their mission is, and that sort of thing. And two, I think the relationship that the chaplain has with them, too. If they will have that support to be able to come and have the relational bank account to be able to go in and speak to those things with those soldiers. And so but it's absolutely the chaplain's place to go and be with them before they roll out on a convoy or go do some sort of other high op tempo kind of mission. And even before a training exercise, mm-hmm. It's absolutely appropriate. Because you never know who has some nerves about what's going on, and God can absolutely calm those things down for them.
Ütleb, et see teist on niimoodi ja tegi ühe hea võrdluse, et selline kaplani osadus ja ühine palve või rituaal on nagu rahvusvaheline arvelduskonto, mis neile kõigil on ühine. Nii et minu arust on üks ilusamaid võrdlusi, mida ma olen kuulnud sellest, kuidas see vaimulik osadus kaplani teenistuses on väljendatud. Et ma arvan, et ka hea kuulaja, ka sulle meeldib see rahvusvahelise arvelduskonto kasutamise võimalus, mis on antud ühele üksusele, on väga ilus võrdlus sellele tegevusele, mida kaplanid teevad. Aga ütleb, et mitte ainult ohtlikul ülesannes minnes sõjasituatsioonis, vaid ka vajavad nad seda ka treeningul olles, sest jumal teab, kellel võib närv üles ütelda ja nad seda ka vajavad. And please, sir, I have something you're adding about rituals or how your troops are acting when they're going to dangerous missions. I understand that the airmen said you need some praying if you're touching some angels or in some fuel or jet.
I mean, certainly it's different from in aspect of jobs, as far as Army and Air Force, but the need is the same. Whether we're about to deploy to Afghanistan or a pilot's grade, go up, you know, in their airplanes, or it doesn't matter. If they request a chaplain for prayer, we're there. Even so, when we're going through the whole deployment line, a chaplain will pray over everybody.
Küsisin siis ka Master Sergeant Jaabro käest, et kas on see natuke teistmoodi õhuvägedes, sest tema on just nimelt õhuväelane. Ja ütleb, et ega ei ole, et ma küll püüdsin teda natukene intrigeerida öelda, et kui katsutavad ja nad peavad sooritama erinevad tehnilisi protseduuri ja toetust mootorite ja lennukite peal, siis ütleb, et ei, et ne igat ülesanne, et on ikkagi kaplan see, kes võtab mehed kokku, tehakse palve ja sealt on ära tulla. Küsin nende käest, kui palju on Ameerika sõjaväes levinud tatoveerimine ja selle sidumine religiooniga. So, gentlemen, I will ask, I think, quite an interesting question. It's make a tattoo during a deployment is quite often the soldiers will do. Do you have some understandings that if some tattoos are related to religion or not?
I have 5 tattoos, and they all have a faith element to them, and it was all something consistent, a significant event with my life or my military career. And so I think a lot of times those two do go together, and it just seems natural because with the military, you have some pretty significant life events sometimes. And so they're marks of remembrance and in even altars of remembrance and altars of thanksgiving, like in the Old Testament. I think for me personally, just to remember where I was at and what was going on. So I think those are some things that are part of the discussion, just talking with other soldiers about why they have their tattoos. And sometimes it's just really off the wall stuff that doesn't make sense. They were just drunk and they got a tattoo. So
Ja kapten endis siis teada, et tema küll ühendab religiooni ja tatoveerimised, tal on endal neist 5 tükki, ehk on tema oma nahka kaunistanud ja ütleb, et need on alati tal seotud kas elulise sündmusega või siis mingi kindla sündmusega tema sõjavälises karjääris. Tema ühendab, aga ütleb, et on kindlasti olemas ka võimalus ja rääkides sõduritega, et mõnikord ei ole keha kaunistamisel ja nendel piltidel ka suurt tähendust, et mõnikord võivad olla need seotud ka siis, kui on kuritarvitatud vägijooke ja hommikul ärgatakse uue pildiga. So and sir, about your relationship, about to ink your skin, and is it ink is related to your religion or something?
I would say, personally, absolutely yes, it is related because I have 11 tattoos, pretty much, but they are all life events. They are all 9 out of 10 of them have a cross incorporated in it because it was something that happened. You know, whether it's my great grandmother died or my grandmother died, or something to that effect. And I see a lot of soldiers coming back maybe from Afghanistan will get something as a remembrance that day because, you know, even they don't think they're going back, which they probably will, but they're getting something to show that they did something to them. It's pretty significant, you know, deploying. So I do see a lot of pride in country relation tattoos.
Temal on neid suisa 11 tükki, nii et me näeme siin väikest võistlust, kus kaptenil 5 ja allohvitser neid 11 tükki ütleb, et tema jaoks tähistab iga tema tatoveering mingit kindlat elusündmust ja need on väga lihedalt seotud ka religioosse tunnetusega, et on see siis kas lähedase inimese lahkumine või on see siis olnud teenistus välisriigis või sõjateatis ja ütleb, et seda teevad väga paljud Ameerika sõdurid ja eriti kui nad tulevad taga missioonipiirkonnast, et nad on seotud väga paljuski riigi autundega, kamraadlusega ja siis ka loomulikult sinna seotud ka usk. Aga küsin neilt, et kas on Ameerika sõjaväelastel olemas ka kindlad ja lemmikud psalmid, mida tahetakse lugeda või kindel koht jumalasõnas, mis nad armastavad? For Estonia, let's say it's a psalm 23, psalm 144. Is it some special one which every troops like to hear before?
I think Psalm 23, pretty universal, definitely. And I think they sometimes the Book of Revelation, just because it's about war.
Jah, et kahtlemata on psalm 23 vist ikkagi kõige levinum, aga ütleb, et ka ilmutuse raamat, Johannes ilmutuse raamat on see, mis paljudele meeldib, sest see on ikkagi sõjast ja võitlusest. So, sir, are you like a psalm 23 too, yes?
Definitely. Psalms 91, we give a lot of books with Psalms 91, and when they deploy at our table, they like taking them and reading them on a plane and stuff like that. So Psalms 23 and Psalms 91, probably their favorite.
Ja lisab siis Master Sergeant sellest, et on psalm 23 ja psalm 91, et kui nad jagavad nii-öelda sõjaväe formaadis enne väljalendu või enne ülesandel minekult välja, siis psalmi ja Uue Testamendi raamatud, siis need on need kohad, mis on ära märkimist väärt, et psalm 23 ja psalm 91. Meile antud aeg hakkab kahtlemata jõudma varsti sellele maani, kus ma pean küsima, milline on külaliste lemmik muusika ja mida nad tahaksid kasutada täna siin, et kuidas see ilmestaks meie saadet ja kuna meil on kaks külalist, siis me küsime neilt ka kaks lugu, vahepeal me jõuame küll peale ühte lugu veel rääkida mõnest teemast, aga lõpetame siis ka tänase saate sellega, et kõigepealt kapteni soovilugu ja siis me lõpetame allohvitseri sooviloga. So gentlemen, I coming to part when like I said, we had traditions. Let's see, if you are been guest in our show, you have to pick up one song, which will be illustrated your relation with your work, with your duty, or also in a chaplain. What song you are picking up, sir?
I actually reached out to Facebook to guys that I know who've been soldiers, and they offered American Soldier by Toby Keith to help other people understand what the individual soldier's life looks like, and that they are an individual and part of a broader thing, but they're still a human being. And so I would offer American Soldier by Toby Keith.
Tere kapten ütleb, et tema poolne sobi lugu on Toby Keithil ja Ameerika sõdur, nii et kuuleme selle loo ära ja tuleme juba peale seda siis stuudiosse tagasi, et veel kord vestelda mõnel vähesel teemal, mis meil aega on jäänud ja kuuleme ära peale seda ka juba allohvitseri soovilo.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
oleme kuulnud ära Ten Laviini sooviloo Toby Keefi ja American Soldiers. Ja enne kui me kuulame ära meie saate lõpuloo, mille valib siis vastasaatsen Jaabro, küsida on tegelikult kapten Laviini käest, kui tal on olnud üks erakondne sündmus, mis teda on tõuganud tema usulisele teele ja sellele rajale, kus ta praegu samub.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So March 2010, my old section partner was shot twice in the chest, and he was killed on the job. And I wasn't quiet about my faith, but I didn't shove it down people's throats either. They knew who I was. And I remember sitting in the hospital wondering, what do I do now with Jim being killed and these other guys who are a little bit younger than me, potentially looking to me and what my response should be. And that really set me on a trajectory to becoming a chaplain, because I began to invest my time in figuring out how to help people through this. And it just kind of led to this. And that experience, along with many others from that line of work, has been a benefit to being able to minister to soldiers.
Jah, et on olnud üks dramaatiline sündmus 2010. aastal, kui ta oli politseiohvitseri ja tema paarimees sai surma teenistuse käigus siis kahe lasuga rindu. ta ütles, et ta mäletab seda tunnet, kui ta istus haiglas ja ta mõtleb, mis moodi peaks ta käituma, mis moodi peaks ta lohutuma oma kamraade, kuna nemad olid nooremad. Ütles, et see oli see koht ja tunnetus, kus ta ütles, et tema valik langeb järgnevalt nüüd edasi kaplani teenistusele. Nüüd palun ka ära kaptenil teha üks lühikene palve meie sõduritele ja meie liitlastele, kes sellel hetkel on kevatormil ja peale seda küsime, mis on välja valinud Master Sergeant oma lemmiklooks. So, gentlemen, I will ask you, sir, can you give us a short prayer about for our troops and for a friendship and our connections because we are allies, I think, and not for 1 year, sure. I hope forever.
Yep, I would agree. Absolutely. Father God, I just thank you for our brothers and sisters in Estonia, brothers and sisters in you and brothers and sisters in arms. Lord, I just ask that you continue to strengthen our relationships for many decades to come. And I just ask that you protect them physically and on their borders, protect them spiritually and start a fire in this land so that people will come to know you and have a relationship with you and that there will be a revival here. The world will know Estonia by their love for Christ. Lord, I just thank you again for the wonderful people who are so strong and courageous and who get back up again and again after getting knocked down. And I just ask that you bless their strength even more and give them a joy that they've never known that comes from you and peace that goes beyond all understanding. I bless them in Jesus' name and just thank you for the opportunity to build these friendships and just ask that they continue to grow. And just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Härra kapten tegi ilusa palve, kus ta tänab taevast isas selleks, et meie jätkuvad suhted liitlasten oleks püsivad aastakümneid ja mitte ainult füüsiliselt, vaid ka hingeliselt. Et me oleme tänulikud looja ja Jeesule seda, et me tunneme teda ja sellest, et ta soovib ka head Eestile, et ka Eesti oleks maailmas tuntud kui riigina ja rahvusena, kes tunnistavad Jeesus. Õnnistab meid ja palub meile loojalt rõõmu, rahu, mõistmist ja annab meile ka, et meil oleks elurõõmu üksteisega olla ja püsida. Ja ongi aeg küsida täna siis Master Sergeant Jabrole, milline on tema poolt valitud lugu, mis jääks ilmestama saadet täna siin Pereraadio stuudios, kus mina olen saatejuht Tanel Meijel, helipuldis Mare Pihlak ja minu külalisteks siis täna on ka kaks Ameerika sõjaväelast, Kapten Lavin ja Master Sergeant Jabro. So, sir, last question for you and it's going to be ending our show because, like Wallace said, we just had warming out up and already is it clock is ticking to the end, so it's time to say what song you are picking up for a show.
Personally, one of my favorite songs of all time I can hear forever is Amazing Grace. Anybody who sings it?
I know in YouTube they had some Scottish pipes. It's gonna be good, no? Yeah, and this is aloud selle teada, et tema lemmik looks on ikkagi Amazing Grace ja üks kõik millises variandis, aga küsisin, et kas torupilliga on talle vastuvõetub, sest ma tean, et üks selline hea lugu on olemas, mida me saame siin saates kasutada ja tõutsed, et jaa, see on sobilik talle väga hästi. Täna sind hea kuuleja, täna me kahte head saate külalist, täna on Mare Pihlakut helipuldis ja jääme järgmise kohtumiseni, olen Tanel Meijel ja täna oli just eetris sõdalase tund.
sõdalase tund .